The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, 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 yo boy is back. What is going on, people? Welcome to a very special episode of Throwdown, where we're going to talk about PlayStation Experience. So I'm your host, Tony Polacco, and tonight I'm joined by Mr. Emilio Lopez, man.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Back, it man.
You're back in the New York groove, right?
Yep. So we're going to do what we did last year, just a little different, because when we did our take and shit, by the way, there we go, now you can see us, when I did my take on it, we were originally just doing a test to see how we could stream the show. Then we're like, Tony, why don't we just do a show right now? But we're gonna borrow that same basic formula, where it's gonna be a special where you kind of ask me shit about PSX, you know, and also get your thoughts on it. But yeah, PSX was cool, man. Another great show. I had a lot of fun in there. We're gonna talk about a couple of things here, because I know some people on Twitter were upset, like, oh, this is a horrible show. I'm like, you had to be there, man. That show was fucking tight. Like, that presentation was bullshit. You know, we'll get to that. But the other day, like, if you were there, great fucking... better games this year than last year, I'll tell you that, you know?
I feel like, at least from my... I mean, that's the impression that I kind of got, and what the impression that they seem to be giving on the stage, where they were like, hey, you know, this is like, you know, we're going for... it seems like they're going for a more PAX sort of vibe. I mean, you don't really go to PAX for, like, announcements. I mean, I don't know how many announcements are usually... usually Capcom may roll out, like, one character at a PAX, but really it's more about the people that are actually going to the PAX event. So that's what I kind of got the idea from this, the way they've kind of set this one up this year.
Yeah, what's going on, J-Dub? You know, I met him for real, you know. Cool dude.
That's cool.
Appreciate you paying for lunch.
Awesome.
I met him at All Day Digital. We were hanging out and talking and stuff. But yeah, that's what it is. This show is really for the people. It's not about big ass crazy announcements and all that, you know. But I could kind of understand why people at home may be upset, because they want megatons. But at the same time, it's like, you guys need to calm the fuck down. you guys need to calm the fuck down.
But I mean, the thing is, at the same time, it's like, the show sells out. Like, you can't go... how else are you, if you want to enjoy that thing, all you can really do is just watch all the panels. So I can understand from that standpoint, it's like, you can't go anywhere and play these games or some of the games that are there. So it's like, what do you got left? You just got a bunch of panels to watch that you either are interested or not interested in seeing.
Yeah. And I didn't go to a single panel. I was like, You know, I just play games. You know me, even with Comic Cons, I never go to those things, to be honest. You know,
I like watching the panels later on, because I know I've never had the luck of even getting into any sort of panels. So, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, since we're doing this live, you know, if you guys want to ask us any questions, go ahead. But who's the guy? Guitar Nero 43. What's going on, man? Okay, so let's start off with something simple, right? Swag, man.
As always, what'd you get?
Actually, first off, let's start with the obvious. You see this. Can you see the PlayStation logo on this thing?
It's very difficult to see. It's, you know, because you're wearing a black hat with a black logo.
Yeah, so anyway, it has like... let me see. Hold on. I don't know if you guys can see it better there.
Yeah, that there you can see it pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, so basically it has like ridges and shit. Now, I found out something very cool about this. That this hat was given to me by my good buddy Gio Corsi, right?
Oh.
And I was wearing a hat, like, in the lobby, and my other friend, Jackie, who does PR for Adult Swim Games, right? She's like, oh, it's like, hey, where'd you get the hat? I'm like, oh, Gio gave it to me. She says that this hat is only given out to PlayStation employees.
Nice.
So you can't buy this in a store. Pretty sweet, you know?
That was nice of him to give you that.
Yeah, man.
So he's like, yo, man, take this shit.
No. When I bumped into Gio on Saturday, and he was like, hey man, like, I got a hat for you, you know, like, cool, you know. He obviously was thinking about that. Hey, what's going on, Dana? The panels were boring. I didn't see any of the panels. I don't really care about panels, man. I want to play games. Okay, so let's talk about the swag I got. So it all came in a bag I threw away, actually. It had a big PlayStation logo. So just like last year, they gave us a water bottle, but this one's different. It's like nice and metallic and black and shit.
Yeah, you know? That's a nice one.
Pretty cool. Look at this shit, man. I haven't even opened this yet. You know,
yeah, like, that's a good. That's not even a water bottle. That's for coffee, man.
Oh shit! It's like a thermos.
It's a thermos. Yeah.
Oh shit! How the fuck? I don't even know how to open this shit.
It looks like it's got a latch, so you kind of pull it up.
I'll break my fucking nail doing this shit, bro. All
right, I'm not gonna worry about that. Try it out later when you have your.
Hey, what's going on, Jack? Move. What's going on? As always, they're giving away these cards. You know, platinums, and this is a bronze, obviously. And if you do certain events and shit, you could get a platinum trophy, which is kind of cool. What else? Some of the shit I'm opening up for the first time, so we're both experiencing it together, man.
What's that? It looks like a poster.
I think this is a poster. So how the fuck would I open this?
You probably pull the tube thing out of it.
We're figuring this out together, people. Again, I don't know how to open it. Oh, hold on. Okay, hold on.
Oh, there's usually a little. Yeah, like there's a little like a.
You see it there, right?
Yeah, usually you pull that little plunger thing out of it, and then that's what the thing is.
Matthew Trujillo. I liked it. I thought it was a nice break from the usual show. Show me new trailers. I love hearing developers just talk about their games and goofy behind-the-scenes stuff. We've seen plenty of this year already. Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so I got the poster out. Let's see what it is. I'm going to guess this is going to be the featured image, whatever this is.
I mean, if we can find it online. Oh, that's kind of cool.
What is that?
Kratos? Yeah, it's like a planet or something. Like it's like a that circular thing, and it's got all the like constellations of the you know, like the Colossus, Kratos, Aloy, and the back of the dude from
Days Gone.
Yeah.
Cool. This is nice. Nice poster.
It's actually the bottom half. If you ever seen any photos of the PlayStation Experience, photos there. You know, so like the Spider-Man, it always had that little rounded circle on the bottom. That's what it is. It's that little constellation thing. Yeah.
Okay, there's a shirt. It looks like the shirt's the same thing.
Yep, it looks like the same thing.
Oh, and just like last year's shirt, it says, "I was there." You know,
I was there. Yeah, and this is just something that they just gave you, right?
Everybody like got that shit.
In the door, they gave you that. That's
everybody
cool.
got that shit. Here's some stuff that you know I bought. How to do this, man, because it was okay when I went in there the first 2 days, right? Even though it's only 2 days period, the fucking line for the merch booth, it wasn't even a line, it was like a rock concert, you know, like a mosh pit. It was a bunch of people there. But on the last day, in the last hour, it was open. So I jumped in there and I bought this shit. I'll take it out later, but it's a Death Stranding shirt, you know.
Now you got the Kojima production shirt.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna take this shit out right now, man. Unboxing, man. You know how we do.
Yeah, that's the Kojima production shirt. They had that available at E3. Yeah. If any of you guys were at E3, Sony had a booth outside which sold the Kojima production shirt.
Oh, shit. And I got a big one though because I want to be comfortable wearing this shit. You know? Yeah. Check that out. Yeah, that's a Kojima.
It's more like that other song, you know. I don't even know how to sing it.
And then when you bought shit, it came in this bag.
Yeah, they give you that big old bag.
See where it says, like, PlayStation gear?
PlayStation gear. Now, here's a fun thing. If you do, you know, this is a plug to Sony.
Plug.
Which we are not affiliated with.
By the way, this is what I got Chris and Kristen.
Ah.
They wanted the one I usually have on the other shows, but this was it, you know. So I think they'll like this. What are you going to say about Sony? Sony!
They do have the Death Stranding shirt, and they do have the Bridges shirt that they had at the PlayStation Experience on the PlayStation Gear store. They've been pretty good about putting a lot of the stuff that they had there at the show on there, except for the fucking Gravity Rush shirt.
Uh-oh.
Damn it.
Yo, man, what's up with that, man?
Well, you know, it's because Gravity Rush is not the big star, so they do it once. It came out last year, and then that's it. They don't talk about it. The guy on the stage talked about it once. I'm like, yay.
That kind of stinks. But yeah, okay, so yeah, that's the swag. Let's talk about the games I played, man. I played some games out there. The cool thing was they had a lot of games in the press lounge itself. So I didn't have to go online and stuff. So I played And I guess I'll go through them one by one. I played Detroit. I played the demo that you saw in the trailer with like the hostage.
With the guy and the hostage. That same demo was at the press room at E3. So when I didn't think at the time when we went there to go and play the game while we were standing in that room.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would be so difficult to get to into one of the stations at the actual E3.
Well, now you know, man.
Yeah, well, now I know because since, yeah. So how was that? Did you get to do anything? Did you do anything different than what was done in the video?
How did the video go? Again, I didn't see it.
You walk in and you're to have the hostage situation. There was a fish on the floor. You saved the fish. Saved the fish.
Yeah, I saved the fish.
And then you go into one of the rooms and you talk to the one of the officers. And they kind of pissed off the officer and he went storming out of the room. And then after that, you look in the room and you find the teddy bear and you find all this other stuff to reconstruct the events that happened. And that's pretty much what they did.
Okay, so but how did it end though? The hostage negotiation.
They shot him because the crowd said shoot him.
Oh, okay. So with me it was a little different. That whole scene with the detective getting mad, I didn't even know that happened in there. That didn't happen with me. And I apparently ran out of time looking for clues because when I went into the little girl's room, the game just tossed me into the balcony with this guy. My goal was, I'm like, okay, I did pick up the gun, right? But my goal was, I'm going to try to talk this guy out of it, right? Mm-hmm. It looked like I was getting to him, but then he just decided, no, fuck this. I'm going to kill this girl now. So I'm like, okay, I guess I don't have a choice now. So I ran at him. I pushed him off the balcony, pushing me off the balcony, but as I was falling, I pushed a little girl back, right? Uh-huh. So as I'm falling to my death, it goes mission successful. Isn't that something? Then I also saw, because what was cool about the press launch, I got to see other people play it. I saw another person, the little girl and the bad robot fell off the roof, and it said mission failed. It's fucking crazy. So I played that. I played the Shadow of the Colossus remake, right? I was talking to the developer. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. They didn't reuse any assets. None of them.
That's from what they said. But I feel like a lot of that stuff matches up pretty well. So I'm thinking they just used a side-by-side or something like that to reanimate everything.
Yeah, what blew me away was the hair on the Colossus. It looks really thick and like, you know, not every hair is the same color. There's different colored hairs and stuff. They feel more real. Now, in the demo, you could fight three of the Colossuses, right? Like the very, very first one, the second one, and then the 13th one. The 13th one is the flying one. I was I'm fighting that fucking thing, you know? What was interesting was they changed the controls in the game. In the first one, you could make your own controls, but the standard controls were really, really fucked up. In this one, the basic controls, even though you have six options now, you can't just make your own, but you have six options. The basic one is, you know, X is jump, attack is square. It makes sense.
Yeah, you know? Essentially what you could do in the original Shadow of the Colossus is like you could switch all the buttons around to what was more comfortable. But yeah, that's what I would do. Square is attack. X is jump. I think triangle is to call the sword or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think in this one it was like L was the sword, but R1 was the sword, but R2 was grab. You know, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah,
to R2 me.
Was grab, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, so I beat the monster and stuff. That was really cool. I played, you guys are going to be shocked about this one. I played a first person shooting VR game that blew me away.
Was that one that they've been talking about as of late?
It's called Firewall, right? It's made by it's made by the same guys who made Adrift. I actually talked to Adam Orth a little bit. If you guys who don't know who Adam Orth is, he's the Microsoft employee that came up with the, you know, catchphrase hashtag deal with it, right?
Oh, so this is another game. So he did that. The last game he did was that game.
What's going on, Crunk Girl? I saw Jaleesa yesterday, man. That was fucking awesome. I saw her on the Far Cry thing. Not to get too off topic, Far Cry. I'm interested in Far Cry 5 now because every time I went by the booth, okay, first they were playing Journey, right? Then they were playing Quiet Riot. Then they were playing Aldor Nova. I'm like, they got a bunch of 80s hard rock in this game. I may have to check this out. But anyway, what were you saying about the Firewall game?
Well, yeah. Well, that guy did Adrift.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, this is their second game. So, I played it on Saturday with it was me and David Jagano, shout out to David, and Tatiana was playing too, right? And I did okay, you know, I'm like, hey, this is actually kind of too, because you're playing with a gun, like a gun peripheral.
Yeah, they had that that gun peripheral for that last first-person shooty type game they made before.
Yeah, the only slight complaint I have is, like, when you use the right analog stick, it doesn't, like, smoothly move you. It, like, does that VR movement, like, you know, like... You know what? I don't know how to explain it. It like changes the scene. Teleport. You know, you're not. No, you're not teleporting. But like the camera just quickly, like, you know what I'm saying? Like changes quick. Like it missed. You know when you move around like that. But other than that, but the thing is, but the other movement was smooth. And the second day, dude, I fucking killed everybody in the other team. I murdered these dudes. It was crazy.
That game was like a multiplayer type game.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's a multiplayer game. Like you could kind of compare it to Rainbow Six Siege, you know, because it's like one team is in the building, you know, they're trying to defend it, and then another team trying to storm in there. But yeah, I was surprised I murdered all these motherfuckers. You know, that was pretty fun. I also played the Last Guardian VR demo, right, which is weird. It was weird because you're basically just feeding the fucking thing barrels, right? I did have one of those VR moments. I was like kind of surreal because the thing comes up to me and it starts like snuggling on me and I wanted to pet it. I'm like, oh, I can't pet this thing. You know, that one's totally teleporting around, you know, that was kind of annoying.
I wonder how, I mean, they said that thing is actually free, that game.
Yeah. It's going to be free, I believe, next week. Don't quote me on that, but I believe it's next week. It's just a demo. They just wanted to show it off. That was interesting. What else did I play? Oh, yeah. Wipeout HD, right, in VR. There was a ton of VR games in this thing, by the way. So the girl, you know, she was like, hey, are you sensitive to VR? I'm like, no, I'm not. She's like, are you sure? I'm like, yes. Like, why? Like, because this game's very intense. Even I can't play it. After I played it, I didn't get dizzy or anything, but I'm like, okay, I understand. Very, very fast-paced game. No shortcuts, no VR shortcuts. Very super fast, you know. So that was cool. What else did I play? I didn't get to play it, but it was like a hands-off thing. Kingdom Come Deliverance. What's interesting about that game is it's a medieval game with no fantasy shit at all. It's like completely realistic, and they get really like technical about it. like basically, if you know, kind of like other games out there, if you make a choice, it's gonna have repercussions. But even if you think you did something bad, it may open up other opportunities. You know.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was pretty cool. What else? I played this other game called Guns of Icarus. It's already out on PC. It's like kind of like a... It's hard to explain, but it's like a... It's how do I explain? It's like... It's a shooting game, but it's like... One character controls the airship, and then four other characters control the guns on the airship. And, you know what I mean? It's one of those type of games, kind of like Crimson Skies. That's what I'm looking for. It's like Crimson Skies, kind of, you know, except you gotta have like five people in there, you know?
Yeah.
What else did I play? There was a bunch of stuff I wanted to play, but I was like, eh, you know, I didn't want to wait on the lines and stuff. And then like you and I were talking about before, they repurposed a lot of like the sets from E3. They repurposed those, you know, the X, the O, the triangle, the Spider-Man helicopter, the Monster Hunter monster. But there was also one, I don't think this was repurposed. It was a giant, okay, you know the first Colossus? It was his head, and you could climb to the top of it and put the sword in. Which is pretty interesting.
I've seen that, yeah, they made that specially for the show, as well as the God of War section, and also the Days Gone section is new,
yes.
And then they also had, what else was it? Oh, the Spider-Man stuff wasn't new. That was all at E3. They just reworked it.
Yeah.
The helicopter and all that stuff was at E3.
What the fuck is it? Oh, here we go. I actually did the God of War experience, they called it, and I got this little lanyard. Let me see if I can flip this.
Did you shave your... Apparently, if you shaved your head... Sorry. Apparently, if you shaved your head, you were supposed to get something really cool.
I didn't do that shit. But the thing
Man, that wouldn't be much for you, man.
It wouldn't. Yeah, look, this is me normally, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Just clean it up a little bit.
one of my friends, what he did was, because basically people would, you know, get their head shaved and then get the Kratos paint on them, right? My man, he just went in there, got the head shaved, and that's it. Then he left. He got a free haircut.
that's what I would say, man. If that's your style, man, you just be like, yo, Yes. Didn't need to do nothing.
So yeah, the God of War experience, basically you're walking down these halls and stuff, and it tells you this like little story of Atreus, who's Kratos' son. I learned some shit about Atreus that I had no idea about. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe this is a spoiler, but whatever. I'm gonna just say it. Okay, so the story begins like he's like training how to shoot bow and arrows and stuff, but he's kind of sucking at it. And, you know, like his mother, he's still alive, apparently. She's telling him, like, come back inside. He's like, hey, like, let me finish, you know, training and stuff. And then he says, you know, that he, like, hears, like, a cry for help coming from the forest, right? So he goes into the forest. Turns out the cry for help was coming from a deer because he has the power to hear animals, to understand animals, like Dr. Doolittle. You know, I bet some kids don't even know who the fuck Dr. Doolittle is, you know.
They'll probably think it's Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm thinking about the old movie, you know.
Oh, yeah. You're like, yo, man, you don't know Dr. Doolittle and Rex Harrison?
Exactly.
And Anthony Newley? No, it's all about Eddie Murphy. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go on.
Okay, so you find out, yeah, he has the power to talk to animals, and he's always had that ability, but now it's becoming more powerful and stuff. And then, you know, he looks at the deer. It's like, yeah, he does have one arrow through his neck, but he looked like he was also gorged. So he follows the blood, and he finds this, like, crazy golem monster, you know. And that's when Atreus actually starts getting better with the bow and arrow because he's actually in danger, you know. Mm-hmm. But then, like, you know, the stupid rock monster hits him upside the head. And so it's just as he's blacking out, he sees this white figure come out of the shadows, grab the rock monster, and kill it. So you know who that white figure is, obviously, you know. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I'm like, okay, the boy has powers and stuff. And then the developer told us some other stuff. Like, basically, like, Atreus is kind of like how Kratos keeps his, like, anger in check. You know what I mean? Because Kratos is still struggling with that, you know, the anger he feels. But, you know, his son helps him balance it out. But at the same time, his son also has anger, you know? Because, again, that's Kratos' son. But I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. The kid has powers. That actually makes sense, you know?
Well, in the end, you know, Kratos is a god.
Yeah, well, he's a demigod, technically.
He's a demigod, yeah. But yes, that would explain that his son would have some sort of powers.
Yeah.
Wait, but then again, you know, did Hercules, Hercules had kids, but they never mentioned them, right?
No. Well, Hercules ended up killing his kids.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah.
He right. murdered his kids. Hold on. I'm getting a question here because I'm actually glad he asked this question. Victor Alistine, what's going on, brother? He goes, how, you know, he's talking about Lost Soul Aside. That's one of the games I didn't get to play. Lost Soul Aside is apparently a Devil May Cry type of game made by one dude. You know?
Oh yeah, that game. Yeah, that I think it's a Korean guy, or is it a guy from Hong Kong who? It looks like a Final Fantasy game, and he's making it on his own.
So, yeah, pretty. I wanted to play, but the line for that was long. I'm like, man, you know, I'm not dealing with that. And yeah, I think that's pretty much. I may be forgetting a game or two, but that's the main. I mean, actually, no, I did. I played this other game. Actually, this is an interesting story. I think it's called Shadow of Time or something like that, right? It's basically a. I'm just being honest, a walking simulator, right? It has the kind of graphics remind me of Loco Roco, where like there's no outlines of everything. It's just a bunch of shit. And the goal is like you find you're in a forest, right? And let's just say for the sake of argument, the forest is normal color, right? And you see these like five or six like white pillars. When you touch all five white pillars, stairs come out, right? They lead you to a gate. As soon as you go through the gate, the colors of the forest completely change. Obviously, all the colors are like surreal and all that, you know. But here's where it gets interesting. The developer of that game, that's his side project. His main job, he works for the Coalition making Gears of War 4. He said that he makes games where he just, you know, people kill each other all the time. He wanted a relaxing game. So yeah, and then he was telling me that, you know. You know, he found my play style very interesting because I was very goal focused. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna find these five pillars, run through the gates. I'm gonna do this and that. And he's like, let me ask you a question. Like, you like games like Gears of War, don't you? I'm like, yeah, those are my kind of games. I like those. I like games that are focused. And he says that even though the game he's making, that, you know, Shadow of Time, it's not really about. Like, it's not goal-orientated, but if you want it to be goal-orientated, you can play it like that. Mm-hmm. He was like, dude, are you trying to do a speed run? What the fuck? Because I'm like, no, I want to beat the demo. You know how I am, man.
Yeah, you want to finish the demo. You want to see what's at the end of the road. I mean, that's... He's like, are you trying to speed run it? Hey, see, that's the one thing to understand as a developer is that, you know, you don't actually have full control over the way people play the game. Even when you funnel people down a road, you know, down the road in a game for narrative and stuff like that, you still don't have control over the things, over everything the person will see and feel.
Yeah. And then we were talking about it was him and the music composer. And I forgot what game I was talking about. I was like, yeah, man, I got the platinum in that. So like, okay, yeah, we see what kind of gamer you are. You know?
That doesn't sound good. No. Oh, we see what you like.
Yeah, so that, you know, they were just, you know, because, you know, I when I play games, I don't really like to just like, oh, let me look around. Like, no, give me a goal. I need goals here, man. And I played this other game. It was called Hover, inspired by Jet Grind Radio, you know, that type of deal. But here's the interesting thing about that game. No combat. They wanted to make a game where there's no combat at all.
All skating and racing.
It's all
right?
Skating. It got very, very interesting. But so yeah, it's basically an open world Jet Grind Radio, another indie game. You know, crazy shit.
I hear that game has the original composer of two Jet Grind Radio on it.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So pretty cool. The PR guy was like this French dude. He was pretty fun. My fucking camera was all blurry. Okay. Oh, by the way, the developer of that game, man, he lost all sides from China.
He's from China.
Crunk Girl, how was it, by the way? Did you like it? She'll answer. When she answers, I'll read her answer. But yeah, and then I guess the other thing I want to talk about is you know, the atmosphere. Like, it is like a PAX thing. Everybody's just there to play games. They have fun. There's no real bullshit going on, you know. I know that I talked to a couple of developers. They're really happy about that. Like, they like the genuine enthusiasm that they're getting from fans, even for indie games, you know. Yeah, she says she liked it a lot. I want to play that game. As far as news, I don't know what news happened, obviously. You know, here's the thing people understand. When you're at a show working and shit, even if you're not working, if you're just at the show, you don't really know what the fuck's going on, you know?
You don't get to see, I mean, you know, we've talked about this before. When you're at E3 or any of PAX or any of that stuff, when they do those announcements, you got to realize they don't do it to the whole audience. Like, in other words, they don't put like a fucking billboard hey, we just announced this. It's like, no. You find out later, just like everybody else. That's why a lot of journalists have decided to not spend the full, unless you're a big company like IGN or, you know, GameSpot or something like that, who can actually really get those sorts of exclusives and stuff on your shows. Everybody else, for most part, they just send maybe one guy over to get some B-roll, you know, get a couple of interviews with people and call it a day. Everything else is just done from the home base.
Yeah, pretty much. The X Skull goes, congrats to your Capcom Cup 2017 champ. What's this guy's name? Mena RD, hailing all the way from the Dominican Republic. Platino Power. Yeah, a lot of people, because I didn't see the Capcom thing, but a lot of people came to me afterwards like, yo, Tony, man, congratulations. I'm like, for what? I'm like, yo, the Capcom guy is fucking Dominican. So yeah, congrats to that dude. That's fucking awesome. You know,
he's like, yo, man, he's one of us.
He's one of us, man. So
it wasn't a rapper or some
yeah, right. Yeah. Like that motherfucker. Who was that shit? This is news I found out afterwards, because obviously I'm not there to see news. They're gonna actually release a Street Fighter collection.
Yes, that is a real cool one. It's all 12 games, all three Street Fighter Alpha games, all the versions of Street Fighter 2, as well as the versions of Street Fighter 3. Crazy thing, you know, I asked only one question about this.
Can I guess what the question was? Yo, man, you have that 3DO soundtrack, man?
That's the one. I would love to have that, the 3DO soundtrack. But the other question is, like, you know, for Switch players, you just released a Street Fighter game.
Yeah.
Ultra Street Fighter 2. Theoretically, if you're a new Switch player, you kind of don't need to play the Ultra Street Fighter 2. For the same amount of money, you can get 12 games.
Yeah, I was talking to our boy Robert Workman. He was like, man, if you bought that game on Switch, you must feel pissed right now.
You know? It's kind of sad. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like, oh, well, you can play this kind of semi-gimped version of Street Fighter. or you can play every one of them on there. I would go with the get all of them.
Game, the game comes out on every platform though, because everybody's just talking about Switch. I'm like, is it only a Switch exclusive?
No,
it comes out for everything. So you know what? I've been wanting. I don't know. Here's the thing. I know Street Fighter Alpha 3 you could play online, but I don't know about 1 and 2. Those are the ones I want to play. Those are, for you guys who don't know, Street Fighter Alpha 1 and 2, my favorite fighting games of all time.
Alpha I would love 1 to, is mine.
Yeah. Because hold on, Crunk Girl says another thing about Lost Souls that I hated. You couldn't dash out of combinations like you do in Devil May Cry. That's right. She told me about that. Also, Sar is Great is asking me, in Wipeout VR, can you play it in Chase Cam? I need to ask you, what is Chase Cam? I just play the game like normal, you know?
Chase Cam is probably just not inside of the cockpit.
Like third person?
It's like a third person thing you're looking up.
Oh, okay. That's a great question, actually. I don't know. I would not have thought to even ask that, to be honest.
That's in VR mode. But I know for a fact in the normal game, you play it that way. So, I mean, I'm wondering if they do give you that option. That'd be a good question to ask the developers at some point, or, you know, we can get in there, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I talked to a bunch of VR people, and the thing is with VR, right? Okay, when you're making a game, for example, let's take Uncharted, right? If you're making a game like Uncharted, you know exactly what works, what doesn't work. You know exactly how you're going to go about it. With a VR game, you don't know what works. You don't know what will work. People are like essentially learning a new language with VR, you know? So they don't know. Like, for example, right now it's assumed that every game needs to be in first person. But no one's actually tried it yet. You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is that Lucky's Tale was in third person.
Oh, really?
And kind of looked down at it. Yeah. It was in the first person game when it was a VR game. So here's the, you know, like the one thing about it is it's an interesting thing. You know, we're talking about VR. I recently watched a documentary about the Sega VR and why it was canceled.
Really? Okay.
Sega was going to do a VR console around the time that before the Virtual Boy. In fact, you've probably seen ads and stuff for it. And what's crazy about it is that like they had people sold on it. Everybody wanted to get it. All this stuff, you know, studios and stuff, stores wanted to buy them. But they eventually kind of on the DL canceled it. And what happened is because they play tested it and they found that people were getting motion sick.
Oh, interesting.
Exactly the same shit that everybody's talking about now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, we're doing all this stuff. It's like, yeah, it's because they were starting to get motion sick from the device.
Yeah. Barry Burton asked me, how was Gungrave in all its early 2000s glory? Yeah, I passed by. I'm like, why are they making Gungrave in VR? That's so weird, you know? But hey, if you like Gungrave, go ahead.
I'm wondering if you could just play Gungrave in normal mode and not in VR.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, a lot of VR games. I'm interested to see if there's going to be as many VR games next year, you know, because this was that. Like, again, I played so many VR games because literally that was half the games there, you know, like I kind of had no choice, you know.
It's a very interesting push that they're doing because it's like a year off and now they're starting to do it because the PlayStation VR did better than they expected it to do.
Yeah, they did. And then when they lowered the price, it really went crazy. You know, so I think it's just now the games that were being in development are coming out. So that's probably it. But yeah, pretty interesting. Every one of them was the new PSVR helmet. It's a little bit better and stuff. Like, it actually has like a little hole here for your nose, which is more comfortable, you know.
Interesting. I was wondering what the difference is between that and the, you know, that and the old one were.
Yeah, by the way, Manny, you got a question from Morris Minor. How many frames was the Sega VR pushing? Why are we talking about Sega VR?
Well, you know, they never actually said it. They never actually said it, but they said that one of the issues about it was that it was causing people to get sick. It's probably because of the fact that it couldn't keep a consistent frame rate.
Yeah, exactly. All day, who I met, cool dude, he asked me, did I play Gang Beasts? I don't even know what that is. Again, there's so many games there, but
isn't Gang Beasts the sucker, not the Sucker Punch, what are those guys? Tim Schafer's company? Isn't that
his game? I saw Tim Schafer, by the way. He was in the merch booth, which was hilarious.
He's like, I'm going to go get me some things.
Damn. Oh yeah, so I met a bunch of Sony executives, obviously. Sean Layden, I re-saw him again. I met these guys before. Sean Layden, talked to him, he was really cool. Shuhei, obviously. My man Gio, you know, we had a talk and stuff. Adam Boyce, even though he's not Sony anymore, he's still hanging out with the Sony guys. You know,
he's a you know, one thing you need to know about Adam Boyce, that's the, what's his face? The that's the British guy, right?
No, he's not British.
Oh, which one's Adam Boyce?
He's like the really tall, like blonde white guy? Yeah, the blonde hair with the big glasses.
He works at the guys that do Killer Instinct.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, no, not anymore. That's another guy you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, but Adam Boyce did leave Sony because he wanted to do his own independent thing. But we also, you know, our boy Andrew House, saw him again, you know, but he was like just in chilled out clothes now. You know?
Andrew House is, it's funny because you see him on the stage and he seems very prim and proper. But when you get him off of that, he's pretty funny.
Like,
it was a really fun little conversation that we had.
We told
that story on another episode, but I'm sure it was like that too. It's like, hey, how you doing, guys? It's like, oh, geez. Whoa.
That was hilarious. That was funny. Yeah, so I got to talk to those guys. Also, another cool thing, Sony was holding like a little like party for like, you know, it was like for accessibility and stuff, right? Because Sony, this is something you guys don't know, right? One of Shuhei Yoshida's children, man, you told me this, is like he's handicapped or something. So that stuff is very important to him. So that's why Sony's pushing that. So I got to meet a bunch of cool people. I met this one guy who's been making like custom controllers for like handicapped people for like 10 years now, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to interview him. Very cool guy, you know? I also talked to a representative from Hori. He was showing off those littler controllers. Mm-hmm. That was really cool. Talked to my man Paul Amadeus Lane there. It was a nice little get together, you know? So, cool. Sean Layden was there too. I talked to him. But apparently afterwards, like, you know, I'm just going to be honest. Apparently Sean Laney got hammered, you know, but I missed that shit. I was already back at the hotel at that point. A lot of, just like E3, a lot of interesting stuff happening at the Marriott, you know?
Well, you know, there's always like, if guys any know anything about like conventions and they always have this one, the one hotel that everybody kind of coalesces at, or everybody gathers at. Usually it's the hotel that has the brunt of all the closest to the convention center, and the one that has the brunt of all the people that are going to be working the convention, and that's where everybody kind of gathers and stuff.
Yeah, so for this one it was actually kind of interesting. The party would always start at the Marriott. That's where all the Sony guys were, right? Uh-huh. And afterwards, it would migrate literally across the street, because this is, you know, Anaheim, Disneyland, hotels everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah.
Literally across the street, like 100 feet, it would go to the Hilton where Capcom was. So you go there, a bunch of Japanese dudes, you know? Mm-hmm. Very interesting, man.
Did you see your good buddy?
Oh, no. I didn't get a picture of him, but I did see him, you know? Well, you know, he had the little Blanca, too.
He's got a new one now, because Blanca's in the new Street. They put him as a new character in the new Street Fighter game.
I heard it's him and Sagat, right?
And Sakura.
Oh, Sakura. Very nice. Yeah, that's right. I did see she had, like, a newer costume now, because she's older, obviously.
Yeah, she has an older costume, but you can toss her in the old one. And they put the old Street Fighter Alpha background that she has. So it looks like it's the back of a house. It's like a back of a house, and you have the swing and all that stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
does it have her old music too?
I don't know. I didn't hear that. I just saw the, you know. I would hope that they did put her original music in there. I mean,
they probably have a remix of it, you know.
They've already done it before, like, you know, where in the previous one. So it's like, it's kind of hilarious. Like, now it seems like they can stretch the game out and they just throw all the characters in later.
Yeah, and now they're actually releasing arcade mode. Like, people are actually happy about that. Like, now the game's actually complete.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. So
can you go to the store and buy it, buy the complete version, or do you have to download the whole damn thing?
I think if you buy it, you'll get the complete thing. If you're not, you may have to get in pieces. I don't know how that works exactly. You have to tell me about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you probably have to pay for it, you know? But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. You know, again, there's a bunch of stories I can't tell on air. Crazy shit happening at fucking PSX, man. But yeah, I got to meet, you know, I'm not going to name everybody, obviously, but I want to give special shout outs to some people that I met. Guys I've known for years that I finally met. Main guy, above all, as you call him, Manny, the most appreciative man in the industry, Andre Tipton.
Oh yeah, I heard that when I heard that he was going, I was like, oh, you got to meet him.
Dude, no, it's not just meet. We hung out every night, dude. Yo, we went to the. I could tell this story. This is funny. So one night we were like, hey, let's go eat at this. You know, we're looking at the maps like, hey, this is a Mexican place. Go eat, dude. We got to this place. The fucking light was blinking. The logo. I'm like, oh, okay, it's gonna be one of these situations, Manny. The fucking place was ghetto as shit. There was no air conditioning, but the food was cheap and it was great.
That's how you do it, man. Like, dude, you know,
we roll in there with 10 people. It took them 2 seconds to seat all of us. They were happy as a motherfucker, you know?
Yeah. You know what? Because that's how you do it, man.
What's going on, Mega Jack?
The minute that you go off the beaten path, that's the thing people need to know. When you travel, you got to go off the beaten path. Don't stay in the shit, because all those places are going to be full and all that stuff. Go out a little further out. You find a nice little, mom and pop Mexican place, is probably what you found.
Yo.
And you will be rolling.
Dude, I had to throw my food out. There was too much of it, you know? Yeah. And it cost me. And the entire bill was $160. This was 11 people. I'm like, that's insane.
$160 in Anaheim, may I add.
Yes.
Anaheim is fucking expensive. I was there last year for, I took a little tiny vacation and went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
And that place is expensive.
Dude, and it was literally a block off the main road. That was, you know, it was crazy. So, but you know what we did the first night, obviously, had to hit up Denny's, you know. But yeah, no, Otaku Man, and also, I'm not going to name names, but, you know, a friend of ours got very, very drunk. And my man Andre, he came to the rescue, boy. Because, you know, some people, when they get drunk, they get a little, you know, emotions come out, right? Andre, like a trooper, he came through, man. And the thing is, because Andre, he doesn't drink or any of that stuff, but he obviously has friends that do that shit, so he knew what he was doing. A lot of knowledge from this guy, man. I want to get him on Throwdown soon, so to like regale us with some more stories, man. He introduced me to a bunch of people because he's been around forever, you know.
You know, the man does not look it, but he has been around. Like last time we had the, because like
hold on a second. My man Cicero, what's going on, man?
What's up, Cicero?
Stubby Stan, what's going on? Also, shout out to Techno Fabulous. You're actually joining us, man. anyway, Andre, he doesn't look it, but this dude's been around, man.
He has been around, and like, just, you know, I call him, he's like the Goku. He's like the Son Goku of the industry, right? Like, you know, he's the coolest guy on the planet, and then he fucking like shows you his power.
It's yes.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, he was hitting me with a lot of facts. By the way, I want to give another shout out to Stubby Sam, because I ran into my boy Khalif, I didn't hang out with him as much as I wanted to because he was kind of busy and stuff, but got to see him for a little bit. He's big. Cicero, you and Khalif, man, you too big for us, right? Love those guys. Yo, Cicero, you better be at fucking E3 next year, brother. You know, I will not accept any excuses, man. Cicero was my drinking buddy last year, man. Fucking awesome. Remember, everybody went home. I'm like, I'm staying with Cicero, man. We drinking. Oh, yeah, good stuff. Yeah, it's Andre hitting us with facts. And what was cool was I was introducing him to a bunch of people that didn't know him. You're like, you need to talk to Andre, man. He will hit you with some facts, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but also a shout out to Erica and Ken. You know, got to hang out with them. You know, I introduced them to Andre. We got to hang out a lot with Robert Workman too, which was a lot of fun. You know,
I never. It sucks because we never really, like, especially at E3, because we're all working and stuff. It's disappointing that we never get to hang out with Robert more. Yeah,
but we like hung out. I bought him some beers and shit. You know, it was awesome. Yeah. You know, like, we went to the Mexican place. He had this giant fucking burrito, and he was like, I'm not finishing it. He finished the whole thing. What's going on, Erica? There she is, you know. Erica, I wish I could have hung out with you more, but we did have that Mexican, you know, restaurant night, so that's great, you know. Half of us did finish our food, but the other half was like, bro, I can't. I ain't got no more room, man. Great place. Thank you for following, Cicero. Appreciate that, man. He's on Mixer, you know.
We're on a mixer. Woo!
Yeah. That Mexican place was the shit. And then on Saturday, we actually went, because this is what happened. I can tell this story. This shit is funny. And we were going to go to this Italian restaurant with Andre and Robert, right? But it was way further than they told us. We're like, man, we're not trying to go to that shit. You know, so we ended up going to the Cheesecake Factory instead, right? Dude, it's funny. Cheesecake Factory, we're in Anaheim. It looks exactly the same as they do in New York. The same lighting and everything.
Because it's a fucking chain. What are you going to expect? It look like the Taj Mahal or whatever? Yeah. No, they're going to they buy a fucking parking lot and they just build the same fucking building everywhere.
Yeah. So but after that, we went back to the, you know, again, the Marriott is the place. So we went back. Yeah. We bumped into Robert and then we hung out. Hey, Erica, since you're in the chat room, what games did you play? Which ones did you like the most? You know, yeah, answer that. Erica had to wait on some fucking lines this year. That was crazy because her husband got in as press, but she wasn't able to get the press badge, you know, so she had to wait on that line for the regular people was crazy, man. I was like, whoa, you know, but I think the second day was a little better though. It wasn't as insane. You know how the first day is always nuts, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I definitely would like to go to it one day.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I will tell this story. This is funny. Tatiana. I got a lot of Tatiana stories, man. She's crazy. I was rooming with her, right? So on Sunday, right? She was knocked the fuck out. So I'm like, I'm not going to bother. I'm going to let her sleep, right? So 11:30, I got a message from her. She's like, Tony, where are you? Are you in the bathroom right now? You know, because she saw the light on in the bathroom. I'm like, bitch, I've been at the convention center for 2 hours. What are you talking about? That shit is funny, man. By the way, I also appreciate the fact that Tatiana does not snore.
I snore, I'm
you
sure.
You snore, motherfucker. You know? Okay, Erica says, Lost Soul Aside, Detroit, Strange Brigade. I didn't know about that one. A few indies, I'm forgetting the names of right now. Play this Overcooked type game. That was fun. I know Overcooked. Gonna go play some PUBG. Yo, tell me about that. How that is, Cicero. Yeah, PUBG, officially out, people. You know? Yeah.
Well, wait, why are they releasing it on a Monday?
No, it's not Monday. It's Tuesday now, man.
Oh, shit. I should.
It's Tuesday, man.
What?
I'm the one that's supposed to be fucked up, you know? Like, you know, you had your normal day, man.
Oh, no, it's Tuesday now because it's 2 a.m. in the morning. And it's 12 a.m. in the morning. Yeah.
Detroit was good. I didn't play it myself, but I did see the you know, the other scenario. It was basically, you know, the you know, the controversial one with the guy
The one with Kara from the original trailer.
The CEO of Quantic Dreams. It wasn't David Cage, it was the CEO of the actual company. Mm-hmm. And I thanked him. I'm like, I thank you for not, you know, Bob, you know, like cowing to these people. And you know what he says? Like, yeah, these people are just over exaggerating. Like, thank you. You got to leave that shit in there, man. So I saw a couple of different endings. Like in one ending, the robot Kara, that's her name of the, you know, just like Supergirl, right? She kills the guy with a gun, right? And takes a little girl and stuff. Another one, this motherfucker kills both of them.
Ooh.
He kills a little girl and he kills the robot. It's fucking crazy, man. This shit gets heavy. And the cool thing is when you beat each like section, it tells you, it shows you all the different outcomes you could have had, you know? Crunk Girl says connectivity issues and the frame rate is trash. Yeah, on PUBG, I'm hearing some shit about it. But the thing is, you know, okay, I have to defend PUBG a little bit. Remember, it's still a game that's not finished.
It's a beta.
So you got to treat it as a beta. People are like, what? Like, where's the day one patch? There is no day one patch. Yeah. There's no day one patch. That game ain't done.
You're going to continue to get patches on that game until the cows come home, until they actually release it.
Yeah, Crunk Girl, you're right. I seen that on Twitter. People are like, yo, what's up with the frame rate on this shit? You know? It's not much better on PC, though.
No.
So, yeah, we'll talk about PUBG this week.
Anybody out there got to play the Monster Hunter? Today's like the last day to play Monster Hunter.
I didn't because I was in fucking Anaheim. That game, I played at Comic-Con. You know me, man. I don't like Monster Hunter. This game turned me around, man. You know, this is good. I can't wait to play that. I'm hearing some people pretty hyped about it.
One thing I've heard about the game, which is kind of cool, is that they actually have three different language options.
Yeah.
So now you can hear the game in English, and you can also hear it in Japanese, or you can hear it in that goofy Monster Hunter language.
Very interesting. Jaleesa says that she thought, you know, just like us, she thought it was crazy that PUBG, a beta, was nominated for Game of the Year, you know?
But, I put my hands up for that one because it's like, really? this is in a world where betas can get nominated for Game of the Year?
Yeah, what's going on, Jay Fonzarelli? Erica says that she played Monster Hunter, but the headsets were fucked up. That's not good. You know. By the way, I'm just being honest right now. I'm surprised I didn't hear about any fucking pink eye epidemics. They were not really cleaning those headsets, man.
Maybe all the people going to the PlayStation Experience are a little bit more cleanly than the ones going to the PAX. I'm sorry.
No, you can say that, Sharon. Yo, when I went to my first PAX, right? How is it that at 10 a.m. I smelled grajo, underarm, like 10 a.m. on the first day? What the fuck? You're supposed to smell that shit on the last day. Dirty motherfuckers, man. Also, quick little aside, I am probably going to go to PAX East next year. You know why? Because it's in April. I don't go to Boston in fucking March. I'm like, no, not doing that shit.
March.
Yeah, but at the same time, PAX East needs to get this shit together. Like, lock a fucking window, man. You know, it's like it's always switching. You know.
You know what it is? It's because it hasn't it's granted it's like still a very large show, but I think that they still haven't gotten the attendance point to where they can lock everything down, kind of like the way New York Comic Con was originally like that, where it was in February, now it's in April. Wait, what?
Yeah, Jaleesa, I don't blame you. I'm tired too, but you know, I needed to do this for you guys, man. Also, I just want to get that shit off my chest, because again, a very cool show. I like PSX more than E3. I'm just being honest, because it's a more laid back type of environment, you know?
Well, you know what it is. Here's the thing is that the show E3 in general is a what do they call it? It's an industry show.
Not anymore.
Well, it's still what's his face said it best, who was like about E3. He's like, it's a show that's trying to be an industry show open to the public. There's a lot of things, there's a lot of differences that need to happen when you're going to start opening a show to the public.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we could talk about that. Manny, you could jump in too, because you have experience with this. The PSX or PlayStation app for these events, that thing never works, man.
No,
you try to make an appointment and shit, like it automatically gets booked up. I never even like. I think I no. Actually, I didn't try it at all. I think they first started them like 3 or 4 years ago, and you were telling me that shit was stupid. Everybody was stupid. I'm like, okay, I'm just not gonna bother then. You know. Mm-hmm.
No, that stupid app is dumb. I still have it. I had it installed on my phone for a while, because the one thing about it is that once you install it, it gets you to install it again when you go to a new convention.
Oh, okay.
They don't use the same stupid app as they did before. They're like, hey, you want to get this? Download the new one. And then you have the old one and the new one. It's
what?
Like, just update, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, no, you're right. Going back to E3, it's like, yeah, it's a trade show that has public in it. That doesn't work like that. Because think about it. This show, PSX, has the public and press, and you know, everybody can get their work done. It's fine.
Exactly.
You know? And everybody gets to play games.
You were able to go up to one of those booths, say, hey, I'm Boba from Geek.com, and they'll be like, all right, boop, 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 right there, you play your game, right?
Yeah, that's exactly. That's how you do it. Also, at E3, you know how it is. Like, let's say you have an appointment at 12:30, right? 12:15 mm-hmm. latest. I mean, 11:45 latest. You better go to that shit. Dude, my appointment's here at 12 o'clock. I would go, okay, at 12 o'clock, I'd be like, okay, now I'm going to go, because I'll get there fast. It's not a big convention, you know? Yeah, no. All Day says the panels were his favorite thing. I didn't get to see any of these panels, but I hear people like them, you know?
I saw some of them. I thought some of them were cool. They got to show off some of the games. I only really watched the first night, the first day, and then later on, I just kind of semi-skimmed through the video feeds to see which ones, which stuff looked interesting. They finally showed Dreams, which is interesting to me.
Yeah, I heard a lot of good things about that. It's just like Media Molecule, you could build your own things in it and stuff, but
yeah,
it's a different take on it, you know? I didn't get to play that, though. I could have probably played more games. I really put more effort, but I focused on just a couple that interested me the most, you know?
No, I mean, you choose your destiny.
Choose your destiny.
Choose your destiny.
It's crazy. The other thing I want to ask you specifically, right? Mm-hmm. What did you think of the reaction to the, because it wasn't a show, it wasn't a panel, that, you know what I'm saying, that presentation. What did you make of, like, the reaction? Did you feel that people were justified or unjustified saying that they expected more?
I feel like there's that weird separation. I feel like if you were there, if you were actually sitting in the room, it might have been a better experience. It's like the difference between going to a baseball game and actually watching a baseball game on television.
It's boring. Yeah, like I don't like baseball, but I actually like watching it live. It's more fun.
Yeah, because you're in the crowd, you get caught up in the moment, you know. And I noticed that they were doing a lot of crowd participation shit and all that good stuff. And I feel like, especially when you're not sitting there in the room, it's definitely that separation. And that's, I mean, that was my perspective, at least watching it. And the other part of it, it's like, okay, so now what, you know, the people at home, we have that difference between the people at home and the people actually sitting in the room. People at home are kind of expecting megatons, you know. To Torrance was like falling asleep when he was doing the show live.
What's going on, Lou? All right, go ahead, Manny. Yeah,
Torrance was like falling asleep while the show was on. He's like,
Yeah, but the thing is, like, because I flew in that night, right? Mm-hmm. But I did get to start watching it. Like, when me and Tatiana were driving into Anaheim, we're watching it on the phone, and we're like, what the fuck is this shit? You know, like, we didn't understand what was going on. And then we came back to the hotel room, started watching a little more. It's like, man, fuck this shit. And then we went to Denny's, you know, because it was boring. But the same thing is, I think it's not really because you're not there. I think it's the way it's presented. Because remember, people that saw last year's thing at home were blown away. But that's, like you said, because they had nothing but megatons there. And you know, the thing is, you can't have megatons all the time. You know?
No, he can't. And I feel like, you know, even I can't remember his name, Sean Layden, the guy, the kind of he was like, he showed up after and he's like, yeah, well, we kind of, you know, did blow our load on the Paris Games Week, you know.
Yeah, didn't you guys get a question about that on Throwing Your Questions? Like, was Sony mistaken to blow their load there or something like that?
I feel like the reason why they did it is because Microsoft was having a presence there.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think they did that to kind of, because, you know, Microsoft's thing was they were actually trying to put on something specifically there, which they had their kind of week show that they did there too.
Yeah. So this is interesting, by the way. So Crunk Girl says that there no release dates killed the show. What do you make of that? I don't understand how that would kill. Like, let's say if you had the exact same presentation, but you got release dates, would that make it any better? Because you're still getting the same exact information. I don't know if release dates would have made it any better. Also, apparently, Corey Barlog said that the dog ate the release date for God of War.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He said, well, you know, the thing is that they were kind of goofing on him a lot about, like, being late and, you know, stuff like, oh, wow, thanks a lot for the $2.
Yeah, man, it's Jay Fonzarelli, man. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like the question, but I'm like, would it have, quote unquote, saved it? Because to me, I don't think it, like, release dates wouldn't have made any difference, you know?
Yeah, I don't know about it. I feel like, you know, what it would have been nice to, like, you did have Corey there, which was great, but I didn't need him to do audio commentary over the fucking trailer that he released at Paris Games Week. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Jaleesa says it would have made it better for her if she got a release. I guess I could understand it. Yo, by the way, you know that God of War's coming in March, man. Come on now.
No, I always say it's going to be
March.
This year?
No, March of next year. March of next year?
I don't know about that. I feel like it's going to be a little further out.
No, because God of War games always come out in March. That's why I say March, you know? Yeah, and they did say 2018.
I think it's going to be late 2018.
Wow, that might be a mistake. I don't know about that. I would have woke up. You guys are funny, man. I don't think release dates would have really changed anything. But I heard, again, I didn't see like the Xbox guys were like making fun of them because there were no releases. Like, have you forgotten that like Quantum Break didn't have, you know, like that game took like 5 years to make? Scalebound eventually got fucking canceled. There was a bunch. Sea of Thieves. When is that coming? You know, it's like, come on, guys.
Yeah, the thing is that that's the big difference between having one of those sorts of shows. Like, if Microsoft had one of those shows, I'm sure it would be definitely very similar, where it'd be like, you know, we're just going to show you games, you're going to do some stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, they did say it's early 2018 for God of War, so it's going to be March. It's going to be
March.
He
said he said they were playtesting the fucking game, so yeah, they're close.
Also, apparently, The Last of Us 2 is like 55 to 60% done. I'm shocked by that. I thought the game was like barely done at all, you know. So I guess they're moving ahead pretty well with that one, you know.
Well, I mean,
remember they when they first played, when they first showed it yesterday, they're like, I mean, yes, last year they were like, this game is very early. So we're not like, we're, this thing's not going to come out anytime soon. So I was assuming this shit's going to be a PS5 launch title, you know. But,
well, you know what? Yeah. You know, the thing is that they did port the engine over to the, you know, get the engine working on the PlayStation 4. So, I mean, you kind of just reuse a lot of the gameplay from the previous game.
Yeah.
Kind of like the way they did with Uncharted games.
Yeah. Well, man, by the way, right now during the stream, I'm getting a red sign there. I hope we're still streaming. Fuck. You know, I think we're.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like my bandwidth, but okay, now it's green again. Man, don't scare me like that. Fuck.
Well, you are coming in a bit crunchy, but you sound good.
Okay. Yeah, no, my internet lights have been blinking weirdly all night, so we're kind of taking a chance here. Something's going on with my internet, but you know, I think it's probably time to wrap it up anyway. Okay, by the way, so Technofabulous says that, you know, about release dates, he's like, I'm 45, so, you know, he's learned, you know, the patience of, you know, the virtue of patience. And Erica says, he's like, no, he's like, I'm young, but I want the shit now.
I think that's the same for a lot of us. It's like, you know what? It comes out when it comes out.
Like, yeah, there's too many games to play right now, man. You don't worry about it. There's too many games. Play the shit you got now, and before you know it, the game you want is going to come out, you know?
Yep.
It's crazy, man. Okay, so that's going to do it for us. So a couple of things here. So, yeah, we'll be back normal time Thursday. And this week, people, November NPDs. Oh, my God. I can't wait. And I don't know where these dudes are getting suburbs, but apparently, from what I heard, Sony won NPDs in November. If that's true, I'm going to be on Twitter all day with popcorn that day. It's going to be fucking hilarious. I can't wait. So, yeah, NPD's coming this Thursday, and maybe I'll have Andre on to give more PSX stuff. That might be kind of fun. And, you know, whatever else happens tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday, we'll cover that too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to give a shout-out to, you know, you guys, you know, for doing the show yesterday, which is good. Like you say, got to keep the show going, you know?
Yep. I am actually really happy that I now can do... I can do the full production of the show.
Yeah, it looked great. It looked great. I was like, this is fantastic. By the way, Sar is Great is asking, did you guys try out Monster Hunter World yet? I only have one complaint. They need to do something about the running speed of your character. Too damn slow. Create a hard dash mechanic. Okay, I didn't get to play this weekend for obvious reasons, but I did play it at New York Comic Con, and I thought it was fantastic, and I am not a Monster Hunter fan.
We can still play it. Today's like the last day. The 12th is the last day we can play this thing.
Okay, so yeah, I'll try to play, because I'm like, when I saw that, I'm like, come on, guys, are you gonna release this shit on this weekend, man? Fuck.
Yeah. Oh shit, I get to pick up Okami today. Yay.
Yeah, there you go. There was a really cool Okami shirt people were like wearing and stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Yo, man, you didn't show that shit to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Jaleesa. $199 PS4, that probably changed things for NPD. You know? Oh, I can't fucking wait. All right. So, yeah, Thursday, you know, and Sunday. And, okay, I'm going to say it, even though motherfuckers are going to probably think something else. We're going to have the last episode of Throwdown for the year next week. Not the final of all time, people. Not the final of all time. We got that. We're talking about you canceling Throwdown? Like, no.
No.
But we're just taking a break. But this year, we're going to take a 1 week break. We usually take two, but we need to do an extra episode to balance things out, because I want episode 200 next year to hit on the exact 4th anniversary. So we need to do one more episode. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually do Throwdown on Thursday like normal, and then we're going to throw on your questions on Friday, because we can't do it on Sunday because Sunday's Christmas Eve. You know? So, yeah, I don't have my show notes here. So, you know, just look for all the description shit down there, man. You know.
Yeah, but don't forget to like and subscribe to us on Throwdown.
Yeah, we're on, you know how it is. Show. Yeah, at Throwdown Show, Mixer, Twitter, Facebook, all that shit, man. All right, so, yeah, PSX, man. Leave us comments in the comment section if you saw it. You know, I mean, if you saw this thing, you know, let us know what you thought. If you were actually there, let us know what you thought. Talk to us, man. All right, so once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and I was joined by my co-host, Emilio Lopez.
I'll see you later, guys.
All right, guys, later.